Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Let's start out with this question. When you think of the word redeemed or being redeemed, what does that mean? And what do you think of when you think of being redeemed? There is a great definition of that word and a really great explanation behind it as well that Elder D. Todd Christofferson gave in General Conference, April 2013, and it's from a talk he gave entitled Redemption. And we wanted to start off with playing this little clip for you in his own words. Here it is.
In colonial times, labor was in great demand in America. During the 18th and early 19th centuries, potential immigrant laborers were recruited in Great Britain and Germany and other European countries. But many who were willing to go could not afford the cost of travel. It was not uncommon for these to travel under an indenture or contract, promising to work after their arrival for a certain period of time without wages as payment for their passage. Others came with the promise that family members already in America would pay their fare upon arrival. But if that didn't happen, the newcomers were obliged to pay their own costs through indentured service. The term used to describe these indentured immigrants was redemptioners. They had to redeem the cost of their passage, in a sense, purchase their freedom by their labor. Among the most significant of Jesus Christ's descriptive titles is Redeemer. As indicated in my brief account of immigrant redemptioners, the word redeem means to pay off an obligation or a debt. Redeem can also mean to rescue or set free, as by paying a ransom. If someone commits a mistake and then corrects it or makes amends, we say he has redeemed himself. Each of these meanings suggests different facets of the great redemption accomplished by Jesus Christ through his atonement, which includes, in the words of the dictionary, to deliver from sin and its penalties as by a sacrifice made for the sinner.
Isn't that a great explanation of the word redeemed? So just to recap, Elder Christofferson says there are several definitions of the word redeemed, such as to pay off an obligation or a debt, to rescue or set free. And if someone commits a mistake and then corrects it, then we say that he has redeemed himself. So the part that we wanted to focus on today is to rescue or to set free, because that is literally what the Savior does for all of us, in addition to all the others, of course, but he literally sets us free. We wanted to share a story with you today from Deb. And Deb sent in this story. She was so nice to share it with us. It's her story of how she came to Christ. Here's what she says. I grew up in Leeds, England, with no religion. I had no moral compass, no concept of sin, lost in a sea of worldly philosophies, drowning in a confusion of sophisticated and seductive ideologies. I anxiously battled my way through life, looking for some kind of meaning. Ironically, school assemblies and religious education were my only contact with the Bible and prayer. I learned to love the stories of Jesus. One of my favorites was of the paralyzed man whose friends, desperate to get him to the Savior to be healed, tore a hole in the roof of the house where he was teaching and lowered him down on a stretcher. Deb continues by saying, I had no idea reading that story as a teenager that at the age of 27 I would sell all that I owned and buy a one-way ticket to Boston, travel the entire width of America, embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ, and begin my own healing experience. I was literally led by the Spirit, not knowing beforehand the things which I should do. 6 months into my journey, I reached Northern California. There I found what I had unknowingly been searching for all my life, the gospel of Jesus Christ. After a night of fishing and coming up empty-handed, there was the man of Galilee waiting for me on the shore. He beckoned me to come and see. He had the truth. He had the light. He had the hope. He had the cleansing power. He could heal me. His atonement was drawing me to him. He brought me out of the darkness and into his marvelous light. He saved me. He made me free. What a story. Deb, thank you for sharing that with us. We appreciate you being willing to share your story with us. We should never let a day pass where we don't feel loved, because we are so loved by the Savior. There is not a person who is listening today who the Savior didn't die for. He died for every single one of us. And because he did, we literally can be redeemed and set free. Like Deb was, so too, we each have our own story of how we came to Christ or are coming to Christ. And he loves us. We hope you feel that love. We hope you feel the love of the Savior in your life and know that he is looking out for you, that he loves you, as does our Father in heaven. He loves every single one of us. And that's the message we wanted to share with you today. We hope you feel that love. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Take My Life, and it's featuring Scott McLean. Thanks again for being with us, and have a great day.
I took a snapshot of my life, but the exposure was all wrong. I couldn't see a thing developing. It's been that way for too long. So I have come with a request, though part of me thinks I'm insane. But I'm determined to see this thing through, and I will not complain. Take my life and turn it into something better. Choose any way you will. Shack, break down the walls and build a palace up on a higher hill. I thought I knew where I should go and tried to get there on my own. I took the easy roads, but now I know I'm lost. All alone. Take my life and turn it into something useful. Don't stop until you're done. Take these eyes and make them see a clearer vision of what I can become. And on those days when I think I'm dying, I'll trust in you and I'll keep on trying. If you pick this road, I'll take it, and with you as my guide, I know I can make it. Take my life and make it one that is worth living. Don't stop until you're through. Take this life, the one that I am freely giving. I give it all, I give it all, I give it all to you. I give it all.